Next, plastics. They're lightweight, many are strong, they're easy to make, they're used in everything from cars to construction to electronics. The screen you're watching this on is probably surrounded by plastic. But if they're not recycled, it can take hundreds of years for plastics to decompose in the environment. And that's a growing problem, especially at sea.
The South Pacific Ocean. A vast marine landscape, a precious part of our Earth. But take a closer look, and scientists say it's becoming a plastic garbage dump.
Here I am standing on Hyzek's Buoy Island.
Meet Captain Charles Moore, founder of Algalita Marine Research and Education, a non-profit group dedicated to solving the sea's plastic pollution problem. In 1997, Captain Moore discovered a massive garbage patch in the North Pacific. Now his team has confirmed the existence of another further south off the coast of Chile and Peru. Captain Moore estimates it to be about 2 million square kilometres, larger than Mexico. Here's how it formed. Winds around a persistent high-pressure system drive ocean currents, creating a vortex known as a gyre, causing debris to collect in a central location.
I call it a plastic soup. If you think of the ocean as the liquid in a soup, we've gone from, you know, creamy to extra chunky.
Captain Moore and his team spent months trawling the South Pacific collecting samples, from large objects to plastic the size of a grain of rice.
The surface waters are where we see the debris, and it is mostly particulate. The size class that's most common is between 1 and 3 millimeters in diameter. But we find interesting objects. For instance, a lot of tubs that are used in sorting fish in the fisheries that are manufactured in New Zealand. We found a lot of fishing buoys, and of course, the most common things that we find out there are the floating bottles and the bottle caps.
The plastic poses a major threat to marine life. Small lanternfish come to the surface at night to feed on plankton. Many eat small microplastics instead and are then unable to swim back to the bottom, the plastic acting like a buoy. Not only do these fish ingest chemicals from the plastic, but so do the larger fish who eat them. Algalita Marine Research found 35% of lanternfish in the previously discovered North Pacific garbage patch are eating plastic. The researchers are now sifting through the samples to try to get a better understanding of what types of plastic they've collected. But Captain Moore says it's our throwaway society that needs to change.
We have to fear plastic for not only what it does to the marine environment, but what it's doing to us. We need to fear it, and we need to respect it, because it is being treated like waste, like trash, like it's just this wrapper that you throw away. And we've got to have a new attitude about that, in which we realize that it must have an afterlife. It must be reincarnated. It must be part of a circular economy, or it's going to end up in the ocean and destroy marine life. So we are now working with plastic companies, with Coca-Cola, with Dow. We're working desperately to reshape the thinking of those who are making this stuff, to create this infrastructure to take it back, to have a circular economy.
Linda Kincaid, CNN.